Welcome back to Wheatfields to Wonderland. This week's story is called The Five Breakup Stages. So, you know, after you've had your heart stomped on, there are five things you kind of, everybody universally goes through before they get to a place of being happy again. And here's my little twisted take on it. So, I hope you enjoy this podcast and thank you for listening. The Five Breakup Stages. So, you got dumped. Just when you thought you met your match, the man or woman of your dreams dumped your ass so suddenly that you feel like a truck ran over you and there is no way that you'll ever be able to pick yourself up from it. The shock, the loss, the sadness, the heartache, and the fear of being alone are swirling in your head to the point that you feel like you're on a bad merry-go-round from hell. When you become single after being in a relationship, the process of coming out the other side in one piece is akin to Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's stages of grief when a loved one dies. The difference being that the fucker who dumped you is still alive and living, and you are the one who feels like you have died. So how do we survive a breakup and go through the breakup stages and come through without boiling bunnies? Okay, so I'm going to take this perspective as a girl, because hell, I'm a girl, okay? So let's see how a girl can get through the stages. Now, you could, if you're a guy, it's the same stages. I'm just coming from the female perspective, okay? 1. Misdenial. I can't believe he dumped me. Everyone said I was the best thing that ever happened to him. Maybe he just had a bad day and lashed out at me. I'm sure after a few days he will miss me so much that it will dawn on him what a stupid mistake he made. Maybe I should send him a text and check in on him. I think I will text his best friend and have him have a talk to him. I mean, he's going to snap out of it, right? I know this is only temporary. He'll come around. Boys always do. Maybe I should call him and leave him a sweet message and let him know I'm thinking about him and tell him how much I love him. Okay. Misdenial. You were dumped. Your love, your soulmate, your paramour kicked you to the curb. You are allowed to wallow for a day or two hoping that the idiot who made the colossal mistake of letting you go will change his mind and come running back with his tail between his legs and flowers in hand. But staying in denial of the situation won't make it any better. Talk to your friends, call your mom, sob your heart out, but don't text him, call him, Facebook stalk him, or do drive-bys to see what he's up to. And after you finish wallowing and sobbing, eventually something will happen that'll force you to head into the second of the breakup stages, when you go from thinking, after 2 years together, he fucking dumped me for no apparent reason, to, number two, Miss Anger. Oh my God, it's been like a second and he already has another girlfriend? Was he seeing her when we were together? Was he cheating on me? I can't believe he dumped me for her fat ass. What a jackass. I want to fucking beat on him. He took the best years of my life. I'm going to find that bitch and teach her a lesson or two about boyfriend stealing. He can't do this to me. I'm going to tell his mom he has an STD. I want to key his car. Who will help me? I'm going to hack his Facebook account and tell everyone that he is a small dick. Okay, Miss Anger. Yeah, he has a girlfriend. And thank God you are now over the denial that he might be coming back. But unfortunately, due to your anger, you can't see the situation for what it is. You are so caught up in the hurt and the rejection that all you can see is rage. Raging anger that lashes out of you, which is normal and healthy as you need to get the pain out. As long as you don't act on it, as then you might get arrested or get the reputation of being a psycho, and who needs any of that? Miss Anger stays in the anger until that time when you start to head into the third of the breakup stages, when you start to become exhausted from the anger and worn down from the pain, the loss, and the rejection. When anger becomes, number three, Miss Bargaining. Maybe it's me. Maybe I should have gone to the gym with him when he asked. Maybe this is my fault. Was I not pretty enough, fun enough, smart enough, or sexy enough for him? Maybe I pushed him into her arms. If I could do it again, I would do it different. If I had another chance with him, I would make it better. I'd be a better girlfriend, better lover, better listener, better companion. I would just be better. If I get the chance again, I will make it right with him. This is my fault. Oh, woe is me. Okay, Miss Bargaining, you're starting to look at yourself and blame yourself for the relation falling apart. You promise yourself that if you have the chance again, you would do better. You'd make it right. You go from being angry to bargaining yourself into a self-absorbed pity party for one, where you blame yourself for everything that went wrong in the relationship and promise the universe that, given the chance to make it right, you would become the best fucking girlfriend ever if loser boy ever came back. Acceptance bargaining. All of this bartering on your part ends up making you doubt yourself and blame yourself for causing a situation to happen that is now clearly out of your control. And this leads you to stage 4 of the breakup stages. 4. Miss Depression. I'll never meet a guy like him again. He was the best boyfriend ever. There'll never be another man like him. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. I should just join a convent now. Who is going to want me? I'm obviously unlovable. I don't want to get out of bed. At least I have Lifetime movies to look forward to. They get my pain. And wallowing in my pain, alone in my bed that will always be for one, is all I want to do. I never want to date again. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. Okay, Miss Depression, your sad little lonely self can't seem to wrap your brain around the fact that you're alone. And for some bizarre reason, you feel like you will always be alone. You've convinced yourself so well during the bargaining stage that you were to blame for this relationship coming apart that you are now in a depression thinking that your life as you know it is over. Even when your friends tempt you with invites to parties and offer to treat you to dinner, you decline. You explain it away saying that you're lousy company. And you stay in the antisocial, the world hates me stage until something happens that snaps you back into reality and you finally head into stage 5 of the breakup stages. 5. Miss Acceptance. Really? She cheated on him? How do you know? Who told you? She said he was lousy in bed? Serves him right. What? He showed up at her doorstep and the new guy was there and he caught them banging? Sounds like something he would do. He would never believe a girl would dump him. What? He threatened to kill the guy she was with? Really? After all that, he tried to get her back by bringing the cheating tramp an engagement ring and she said no? Oh, so now he's the one who's inconsolable and depressed and his friends are worried about him. Karma. Wow, he really is acting like a loser. I'm so happy he's someone else's problem. Whew. Say, what were you saying about a party tonight in Hollywood? Let's go. Okay, Miss Acceptance, you finally see the guy for what he is. At least for this chapter of your life history, you can now recognize that the equation of you plus him equals a negative integer. You realize that this chapter is closed, should stay closed, and end it for a good reason. And if you are mature, you can see where maybe you went wrong and try not to make the same mistake again when in a loving relationship. And if you are wise, you will take this experience and use this bad behavior as a barometer for what you won't accept in your life again. Once you're a Miss Acceptance, you become you again, and you go forward healed, healthy, hopefully wiser, and optimistically happy that you'll find love again. And if you are single, and you're single, and becoming single isn't always an... Let me try that again. And now you are single, and becoming single isn't an always an easy thing, but it's certainly better than being in a bad relationship. And the 5 breakup stages have gotten to you a place where you're okay with being single. You've accepted your new status and hopefully you're happy enough in yourself again to go forward in life and find a love that is deserving of you. So the moral of this story is, 1, remember, even though we all have to go through the 5 breakup stages to land back on our feet, never act on your crazy thoughts because you don't want some loser in life to end up causing you to wear orange jumpsuits for a few years or get a reputation as a psycho girl. Or let your anger leave you permanently scarred from within. 2, being single has its advantages. You can do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. You can spend your money the way you want. You can eat tuna fish out of a can and no one gives a fuck. 3, and being single and not stuck in a bad relationship or in a relationship that isn't leading anywhere means that you're infinitely better off. Put a smile on your face, enjoy your life, be grateful for everything, and your better partner will find his way to you. Well, we've all been through that, haven't we? Including me. Many times. Many, many times. And hey, I like eating tuna fish out of can. Okay, happy week. last warm August week of the year 2016, getting ready for fall, sending love and gratitude to everyone. I appreciate your love and support. Ciao for now.